So we've been following this story about our Lieutenant Governor, Tim Murray, who was in a horrific car accident, lucky to walk away from.
They were showing pictures on the news this morning, and I just couldn't believe that he walked away from that. That car was nothing left to it.
108 miles an hour is what the black box said. You know, initially he said he hit black ice, and that caused the accident. And apparently the car has a black box. I guess a lot of cars now have black boxes. Right. Newer cars, it's required by law that they have them. And essentially the black box records the last few moments before you have an accident and shares that information.
Much so they like that of an airplane.
Exact same thing. I didn't know they had black boxes in cars. This was news to me. Uh-huh. Did you know that they had them in cars?
No.
And we got to thinking about like what our black boxes might say about us and the way that we drive.
Right.
And apparently producer Josh went out to our cars and got our black boxes and was able to pull audio from our cars talking about us.
Yes.
This is Kennedy's box talking about the way she drives.
Kennedy, this is a car, not a closet. Seriously, there are 8 pairs of shoes in here. 8. And I'm not a library. Think we can do something about the pile of magazines in the back? And honestly, keeping the gas at 1/4 tank isn't frugal or smart. If you make me run out of gas one more time, I'm leaving you for good.
Did he get mine too?
Very honest. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear what my black box has to say about me.
Carson, I'm a Jeep. Please quit driving me like I'm a pink girl's Huffy with a basket and bell. I'm going to ask you to do something you aren't comfortable with. Be a man. Drive over things. Make parking spaces where there are none. 2 words. Off-road. And please quit washing me. All the other Jeeps are laughing.
Thanks for that, producer Josh. We've got Kat. Kat, good morning. What's up?
Good morning.
All right. What would your car's black box say about you?
That I am not a very good singer.
I love it. I was driving yesterday down 93, and I usually sing in my car a lot too, but the woman behind me was just singing, and she was acting out the words, and she was using hand motions. It was the funniest show I've ever seen.
You know what I do whenever I see people singing in other cars? I start flipping through all of the stations to see if I can figure out what radio station they're listening to so I can hear the music that goes along with their performance. All right, well, Kat, you keep singing in your car.
You go, girl.
Oh, I will. Thanks.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Carson, I'm a Jeep. Please quit driving me like I'm a pink girl's Huffy with a basket and bell. I'm going to ask you to do something you aren't comfortable with. Be a man. Drive over things.
Thanks for that.
Make parking spaces where there are none. 2 words. Off-road. And please quit washing me. All the other Jeeps are laughing.
I got a text message from 8284. Mm-hmm. My black box would say, relax and stop yelling at everybody. They can't hear you anyway.